Ask the script and we cry. It is the Colm Hay Show. It's 2FM. It's 11 after midday. Andrew McCann is here. Hi, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Colm.
How are you?
Not too bad, sir.
Okay, I won't cough in your direction.
No,
all right?
You're looking a bit pale, but you're made it here. Good man.
Yeah, it'd be great. I think it's the shirt, the colour of the shirt. I should have worn some black or something. All right, we're midway into the new year. We're midway into the 1st of January of the new year. You might be wondering what is the current situation with the outstanding household charge from 2012, payments of the local property tax, when do I have to pay, what if I've not registered, some other letters have come in, did you get the second letter? There's a lot going on.
Yes.
Bring us up to speed. Where are we now?
It's a busy time of the year for me, the January. Yes, so, okay, let's go back a step for a moment. I suppose if we go back to 2012, and I won't recap too much, but I suppose this is where the problem arose. So we have people out there, when the household charge came in, it was relating to 2012.
Yeah.
Okay? So that was for your primary residential home. And there are some people still out there who unfortunately didn't register or didn't pay.
Right.
Now, when we went through last year, up to July last year, before July last year, that was managed by the household charge organisation.
Yeah.
But from the 1st of July last year, the people we don't like with the big teeth, revenue, have taken over the charge from the 1st of July. They've clocked it up to €200 and they're clocking up further interest and penalties as you go along if you have not paid.
Right.
So once revenue have it, then you know you're in trouble if you haven't paid it. So that's the household charge. So regardless of what's happened,
if you haven't paid the household charge, you have to pay up. That hasn't disappeared off the plate.
No, it hasn't disappeared. It's been removed from law, as in it's no longer in place, running, because it's been replaced with the local property tax. So that's running. So obviously since July last year, we have the property tax, which replaced the household charge. So we had the 6 months of last year, and now we're into a full 12 months of the property tax this year. And I suppose people got letters last November, that time of the year, asking them how they wanted to pay it.
Yeah.
If they had changed the way they wanted to pay it. Some people paid it by a lump sum, and they were asking them, do you want to change it? How do you want to change it? But that's all moving on now. And we see revenue have really started to tighten up.
Right.
And what I've seen so far, Colm, is that people who have not paid the household charge or who have not paid the property tax last year, revenue are automatically going into their payroll and deducting it at source.
Wow. Has that happened to some people already?
Happened. Yes, it has happened.
That's a bit scary, isn't it?
Yep. And they will make a declaration on their estimates of your property. You know, the letters we got, people saying, we think it's between this and this. Now, you can change it.
Yeah.
But that's really where we're at now.
Do you know when you put down, it just on and everyone put down the price of their property,
the valuation bands, yes.
And you know what, it's even since then it's changed because property is going up, especially in Dublin. How long does that valuation stay?
Okay, the good news is that the revenue only look at the value as it was of the 1st of May 2013. Now, good news or bad news, it doesn't matter if the property's gone up or down, it's the value at that time. Mm. And it's going to be locked in till 2016.
Right.
So it doesn't change, and you don't have to re-advise them if the property's going up or down. You can send them a letter to say, look, I think I might have made a mistake at that time. I think I might have put it in a higher bracket.
Yeah.
And I want to reassess it at a lower value. But you need documentary evidence to support that. And really what you need is an auctioneer's valuation to support that claim and to move your band down. But in the main, you know, people submitted it what they thought the value was at that time. So don't be worried about it if it's changed.
Yeah, because prices we have seen in the last six months even, especially around Dublin area, are going up. Now, there was exemptions on the household charge.
Yeah.
How are they compared to the local property tax?
I suppose, you know, there are two sets of exemptions, right? And I suppose the household charge was all new at the time and the government making changes. And there were a few people who were exempt on the household charge who were not exempt under the local property tax. And that was people who were in shared ownership. That's a combination people bought in conjunction with the local authority. And it's people who were on a payment called mortgage interest supplement as of the 1st of January 2012. Not now, not after it, not before it, at that time. Other properties that you know, that's the household charge. There were houses sitting in unfinished estates. Some of them were classified, and some of them has changed as we move along. Now, since the property tax, there's been a few little add-ons.
Right.
Obviously, there's properties with the pyrite damage, and if they're recognised and certified as having pyrite damage, they're exempt also. And properties that are like residential nursing homes and social housing, which is local authority housing, are exempt as well. Mm. So there's a few little distinctions, but in the main, they're pretty much the same.
Now, this, if people were talking about the second letter, or did you get the second letter, or another letter came out. This is all to do with payment, isn't it?
Yes.
And so really, people are now confused about how and when they have to actually pay.
Okay, there are loads of different options of paying it, right? And it depends purely as in how you want to pay it. Mm. So, let's figure out the options, okay? For me, what I do, I have mine deducted at source through my payroll.
Right.
So I don't need to worry about it. It comes out of my salary every month. There's no extra fee. I get paid monthly, so it's equally divided over 12 months.
Right.
And I don't need to worry about it.
Okay.
So if you're paid fortnightly or weekly, you have that option. Or if you have a private pension, you have the option also.
Yeah.
Second option you have, if you have a social welfare payment, you can have it deducted at source. So again, before you get your money every week. Now, there's a little clause in there, just to be aware of the fact, is that obviously social welfare cannot give you less than the minimum payment, and the minimum payment is €186 a week.
Okay.
So we'd say, for argument's sake, you're getting, say, 190 a week, and 196 a week, we say, and your property tax is maybe at 15 a week. Well, they can only deduct €10, which leaves you with a shortfall of 5.
Okay.
So you have to pay that separately yourself. It's not waived. Yeah. It doesn't disappear. You're responsible.
So basically, nearly when you get your employment benefits or your dole or whatever,
you might go into the post office and pay the few pop-offs.
And just pay the 10 because you have to pay it.
Yeah,
you have to pay
it. Now, other options, people, there was a big controversy before Christmas about people wanted to pay the whole lot there and then.
Yeah.
Or they wanted to pay it in November for January. Now, the problem is, if you give revenue your payment details, send them a check, give them your card, they're going to take that money straight away. And that was all the controversy.
Yeah.
Right? So, people had choices. They can set up by direct debit to the bank, right? And to watch out for listeners, tomorrow is the first day of that deduction by direct debit in installments. So if you've set it up maybe monthly by installments,
right,
your first installment's going to come out tomorrow.
Okay,
so watch out for that one.
Yeah.
Or if you decided to have the whole lot deducted at source in one payment, that's going to come out in March. So that's going to be a full one lump sum installment.
That's the entire year.
That's the entire year.
And that's for 2014.
That's for 2014.
Okay.
And then you can pay in the post office. That's another option. But also, let us just know, if you pay in the post office, every time you pay in the post office, there's an extra €1 admin fee. So if you're paying it by installments, you're paying an extra €1 for every installment.
All right, okay.
Just to be aware of that.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you decide to pay it in one lump sum, not to the bank, that money is due already since the start this year, since the 1st of January. So there are plenty of options, and you can change your mind, you can change your options, but you have to let revenue know what way you want to do it.
Right. And of course, if you've got a second home, if you've got an apartment that you're renting out or whatever, you know, as the landlord, as the owner, you are liable.
Yes, not the tenant. So it's important, I suppose, we have, again, just to clarify for listeners, we used to have this NPPR, or second property charge. And in 2013, the two of them overlapped. So you had your NPPR charge and your local property charge hand in hand, side by side. From this year onwards, 2014, that second charge, NPPR, is gone and is just replaced with your property tax. So if you have two properties, you pay two property taxes. If you have three, you pay three, and so on and so on. Mm. And you can do all that online if you want to, and set up a way to pay it.
And as you said, your revenue commissioners, they're being bolshy on this one. They're really going after every single penny.
Yes, they really are. I suppose, you know, we've seen a big shift in the last while. You know, we people going after their accounts, into their salaries. We see it now. If you're self-employed, you will not get a tax clearance certificate if you have not paid your local property tax, which means you may not be able to work.
Yeah.
We see now, since last week, you know, the grants for housing will not be paid unless your property tax is paid up to date.
Okay.
And the last thing, which was announced in the budget, there was a new home incentive scheme, and you can't get a grant for that unless your property tax is paid up to date. So they're blocking all the avenues. Unless you have your property tax paid, you will not get access to other things, and they will pull the plug very quickly.
There was one thing I was looking at, and it was they were just looking at the different counties and people that hadn't paid household charges, and obviously now the property tax as well, and somewhere like Donegal, I think, at the highest rate.
Yeah.
But they're not going to get away with it. Eventually, it's going to, in some way, it will catch you.
Yeah, it will catch you in a number of ways. It'll either catch you through your salary.
Yeah.
It'll catch you if you're self-employed. It'll catch you, okay, if you can't afford to pay it, there are options as well, yeah, just to be yeah. very clear to people. So people who have very low incomes, either 15,000 as a single person or 25,000 as a couple,
yeah.
or very large mortgages, you can seek what we call a deferral.
Right.
Now, all that means is you're pushing the charge down the road and you're there's an interest of 4% per annum. Mm. So again, you're not getting away from it. There is no exemption.
Right.
There's undue hardship or situations where you can defer it. But essentially, you can't really bypass it. And it, essentially, if you go to sell your property, or God forbid, when the day comes you die,
yeah.
that charge will be set against that property as a lien or a charge against that property.
Okay, somebody just texted in and say, I paid the property tax last year by direct debit. Will that just continue from now on, or do I have to arrange a new payment?
Okay, if you paid it by direct debit in a lump sum, mm-hmm. they would have written to you last November, asked you what you want to do. Essentially, you have a choice. If it was by lump sum, you could have changed the options, and you can still change the options.
Yeah.
So if it's a lump sum payment, it'll be pulled out in March. If it's direct debit monthly installments, the first one will be pulled out tomorrow. Or if you want to change your mind, you can advise revenue and either have it deducted at source or through the post office. So the options are there, but you need to advise them what you want to do.
Now, a couple of texts on this one regarding property tax. Paid my property tax for last year. Still waiting for property tax bill for this year. What right. should I do?
Okay, I suppose there's a number of things you could do. You won't get any statement in the post. You won't get anything to say you owe the money. And the responsibility will be on you to organise payment. So
right.
what you can do is you can either go online, if you still have your PIN code and the property ID, onto LPT on revenue.ie. That's where the local property is. Mm. And you can go on and set which way you want to pay it. You can ring them, but there can be delays in getting through on the phone, or you can email lpt@revenue.ie and advise them that you want to change, but you'll need your property ID and your PIN, so you need to advise them what you want to do and how you want to change it to.
So this is in essence a sort of a self-assessment property taxation,
exactly.
and you will hear ads and you'll be warned, but you're not necessarily going to get something through the door.
Correct.
You've got to be
it's
active.
Self-assessment, yeah. We all had a declaration, self-assessment, and by just avoiding it, it's not going to go away.
Yeah.
They will catch you at some stage, whatever your situation is going to be.
Okay, if any other questions come in, we'll pass them on to you. Is the new book out?
It's just finished, so it's at print next week, so it'll be out in maybe the second week of February.
So this'll be, no, you're right, Social, Welfare, Health and Tax 2014. Have you now more editions than Harry Potter?
Not quite, no.
Okay, you're nearly there,
getting there. I wish I had the money.
All right, Andrew, we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay,
thanks for that. Thanks very much.